we're back for another episode of Law and Ordeals. I'm Lainey, Specialty Media Manager at Now Media, and today JR is out of town. I think he's on vacation this week. So we have a different reporter filling in, Karen.
Hi, I'm Karen Pilarski. I'm a reporter with McGuanago Chief and Lake Country Reporter and Waukesha Now.
Yeah, so we're back this week with some fun and wacky, wild, dumb-esque ordeals that have happened with the police this week in the metro area. So, Karen, do you want to start out?
Yeah, so we have in Brookfield, an 18-year-old former female employee at McDonald's on Northmoreland Road came into the restaurant with two accomplices and attempted to get into an altercation with a current employee on March 28th. According to the complainant, the former employee went behind the service counter, swung a broom at the current employee multiple times before fleeing the scene on a bus going eastbound on Blue Mountain Road.
I know. Sounds like something out of a movie, like you escape on a bus.
Yeah. why didn't she just take the broom?
I know. Sounds like kind of a witch.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think it's funny where you're like, oh, did they wait for the bus? Or were they kind of like, hey, the bus just happened to pop by and they're like made a speedy getaway? Or just how does that work out?
Did they grab fries before they left?
I know.
While you're back there.
Yeah. Oh boy. McDonald's. Now we're going to travel to Franklin. This is a nice Walmart is always the source of a lot of, ordeals, I think. So police went to Walmart at 7601 South 27th Street after a manager reported an incoherent male customer inside the store was asking people for cigarettes, falling asleep, and eating a box of sugar at 2 a.m. March 22nd. After he was taken to the hospital for evaluation, police took the 60-year-old Milwaukee man into custody for having a warrant through the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department for vandalism. Wow, sugar.
Did he vandalize with sugar?
I don't know.
A box of sugar.
I know. When we were talking earlier, I was like, okay, are we in Men in Black? Is he an alien? Like, is that how his life source is sugar?
His blood sugar must have been through the roof.
I'm guessing so. I mean, there might have been candy that could have worked. And in Walmart, of all the things you're going to eat, it's a box of sugar.
And ask people for cigarettes, too.
Yeah.
Nice spices.
I know. And now this guy might need some, like, actual food.
Yeah. Well, moving on to Germantown, police contacted a resident in the 600 block of De La Court after a freighter clinic reported the resident stated he was going to load up on ammo after not being able to receive his medication at 2:45 in the afternoon on March 29th. The resident told police he told staff he was going to actually load up on gumbo, not ammo. The hospital was advised.
I think that was a pretty quick excuse for this fellow. Like, the police come and he's like, no, kid, he has a pro excuse coming. Like, he's like, oh, no, I didn't say ammo. I said gumbo.
Maybe I would have came up with something else, gumbo.
I know. Like, that was what they had for lunch.
I know. Or maybe he was sick. Maybe he needed medication because he was ill and needed soup.
Yeah.
Make himself feel better. I don't know.
I know. You know, we could take, like, a quick sidebar because you sort of stumbled over that, like the address, but the addresses in, I'm not from like the suburbs of Milwaukee. Okay. I live in Wauwatosa, but, you know, it's like a normal street address before coming to Milwaukee. You're like, what is this northwest, southeast? I don't get it. And I don't think Google Maps gets it either.
Yeah, it doesn't.
So you're just like, how does this, I mean, I think it's probably does make sense if you understand it, but look, if Google Maps doesn't get it, then why should we, right? Probably get in trouble from our boss on that one.
Yeah.
He loves the addresses. Anyway, moving, this is still in Germantown. Police responded to the area of Squire Drive and Windsor Court after an anonymous caller reported a man was using a goose call, which was upsetting geese in the area at 8:05 p.m., April 1st. Officers checked the area but found no man with a goose call or upset geese.
Aw, that's
I know.
Sweet.
It is sweet. I do love that people were, like, so thoughtful and caring for the wild animals of Windsor Court and Squire Drive.
And why would you be doing a goose call at, like, 8 o'clock at night?
Maybe he was trying to hunt them, and they were looking out. I don't know.
Maybe he got them. Maybe that's why they're there.
And also, like, I don't know. Geese poop a lot.
Yeah.
Do you really want them over by where you live?
No, I would be happy if they they went away. I remember in high school running around a park and there would be goose poop everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere. Oh, my God. They're so aggressive, too.
Oh, yeah. If you have, like, bread or you're eating something and they kind of chase after you.
Yeah, I like oh, my gosh. They're so, they're, like, they look pretty from afar, but they are mean. I, once, when I was really little, my mom took me to, like, a petting zoo and there was a goose that, like, hissed at me and chased after me and I had, like, a total meltdown.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like a total, like, sobbing hysterically upset. And people were like, wow, I think your child is disturbed to my mom. She was like, let's go pick some, yeah, let's pet some other animals.
Well, moving on to Waukesha, our favorite area, a woman told police around 9:03 p.m. on March 29th that she found a smelly bag of drugs in a used car she purchased from a car dealer. When officers arrived at the woman's house in the 1900 block of Bonnie Lane, they discovered the bag was actually full of mothballs, not drugs, a police report said.
Mm. Well, I'm sure it was smelly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know what drugs smell like, but I'm assuming they smell differently than mothballs.
I don't know. Maybe her house is so clean that she has just never smelled musty mothballs before and assumed it was drugs.
But she bought a used car.
I mean, okay, it is also extremely strange. Do people put mothballs in bags?
I don't know.
Is that like a thing?
Maybe in your drawer or something, or in a closet?
You put them in bags?
I don't know.
I thought you, like, threw them away.
I know. Who uses mothballs now? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't get it. Anyway, all right, moving to Glendale. A 15-year-old Milwaukee boy was cited for shoplifting, trespassing, and fleeing police after he was found with items valued at more than $600 taken from various Bayshore stores, including Victoria's Secret, Forever 21, and The Gap, and then ran from police into the parking structure at 2:30 p.m. March 19th. The boy, who disguised himself as a girl and wore a wig, told police he did it to confuse them. Didn't work.
No, and can you imagine going to school on Monday? And
oh, my gosh. I know, like, what? 15-year-old? Come on. Like,
and, what? You know, his friends noticed him at the mall. And
oh, I know.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Like, someone needs to get this boy on the right track. I hope the police had a good talking to with him.
And I'm kind of curious, what type of wig? Was it, like, really, like, a hideously, like, frizzy type of wig?
I know. I can totally. Yeah, I'm like, how far did he go in this disguise, right?
And
like,
isn't that confusing?
I know. Was he, like, wig? Was he wearing a dress? Was he just wearing a wig with, like, whatever he normally wears? I want more details.
Me too.
I want to know.
I want to know, too. I want to know if he wore clothes from Forever 21.
I know. And also, was he, I mean, hey, you know, maybe he wants to experiment and, like, see what it's like to wear Victoria's Secret clothes. You never know. And dress up as a girl. Hey. But, you know, stealing is wrong.
Yes, it is. No matter what gender you are. It's
yes.
Naughty. Well, moving on to Mequon, a 62-year-old town of Grafton woman was cited for OWI, refusal to take a breath test, and failure to stop for a red light in the 13700 block of North Cedarburg Road at 9:10 p.m. on March 25th. The woman, who said she had a couple glasses of wine, argued with officers saying, blank you and blank face.
Yep.
I mean, if you know you've had a few when you're starting to swear at cops.
Oh, I know. Oh, my gosh. Like, town of Grafton woman? She sounds like a North Shore housewife, you know? Like, look, I had a couple glasses of wine after my workout, and, you know, I haven't eaten all day. And then she gets mad. Like,
9:10 is pretty early to have a a couple glasses of wine. I'm going to go, she probably had a rough day.
I think so. Yeah. At the spa.
At the spa, yeah.
Expletive you, expletive face. I'm like, obviously, she probably said the F word, but like, face. Yeah. You meanie face.
I know.
You jerk face. Like, what did she say?
I'm going to go with... I don't know. I'm trying to think of different swear words you can...
I know, that there. We can't, that we don't know.
Yeah. Like,
boo you, jerk face. Yeah. I don't know.
I wonder how cops even respond to that.
Oh my laughing, gosh. You know, I know. They're like...
drunk and slurring their words like, I only had a couple glasses of wine.
I know.
Sleep it off, honey.
Oh, I know. Let's take you home. And this is another gem from Mequon. Mequon was pretty busy this week. A 60-year-old Bayside woman was cited for her second OWI resisting / obstruction, unreasonable speed, open intoxicants, and refusal to take a breath test after she passed a squad car and sped away going 69 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone. On the 10800 block of Northport Washington Road at about 11 p.m. on March 20th. When stopped, the woman got out of her car holding a cup of beer. When she saw police, she quickly poured it out. Wow, that quick thinking there.
Yeah.
A can of beer was found in her car. She slurred her words, smelled of alcohol, and when asked if she'd been drinking, said, "Oh my stars and little fishes." A warrant was issued and she was taken for a blood draw. Oh my stars and little fishes.
Who says that? Wow.
Is that a no then or a clear, clear yes?
And you know when she dumped out that beer, there were people all around Wisconsin probably crying.
I know.
That's beer.
You got to finish your beer before you get in the car, lady. Yes. And, you know, maybe not. Maybe just don't get in your car. Maybe there's this thing called Uber. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Give that one a try. It's just like, oh my God.
I've never heard of little fishes.
She sounds kind of like a genteel southern lady. Yeah, she does. Like you're like, oh my stars and little fishes. Me? Who, me? Am I drunk? And it's like classic not answering the question mm-hmm. when...
I think she should have went old school 80s and just said, like, oh, my Lanta or something like Lanta. That from Full House.
I know. I think that was 90s, Karen.
Oh, 90s.
You know, it all blurs together. Yeah, it was so long ago. Well, and then on Netflix, they are still using that catchphrase.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know if you're up on the Full House, Karen.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. So that's all we have for this week. You can find more police and crime stories, police reports, crime stories, all your local news on mycommunitynow.com. Thanks for listening.